Glad to see you this morning. We welcome you in the precious and worthy name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We trust that you'll be blessed as you fellowship with us and that you'll know a sense of the presence of God in the midst of his people here this morning. We're going to ask the children, please, come up to the front, and we're going to continue to think about God's servant Hudson Taylor this morning, just picking up where we left off last Lord's Day. Hudson Taylor, the great servant of God, who was going off to China as a missionary in the will of God to serve his Saviour and to give his life in surrender to the plan and purpose of God for his life. Now, young people, it's good to see you, and we trust that you're looking forward to Christmas and you'll get a good break from school, and we thank you for coming up here to the front this morning. There's just a couple more coming, and we welcome them as well. Now, some of you will remember that Hudson Taylor was training to be a missionary. And he was not only studying the Bible, but he was studying medicine and pharmacy as well, because he wanted to be able to serve the Lord in a practical way. And as he worked with a man in Hull, serving the Lord in a medical practice there, on one occasion, Hudson Taylor was ministering to the needs of a man who had a terrible sickness and a terrible fever. And as Hudson Taylor came into contact with this man and laid his hands upon him and sought to minister to his physical needs, a couple of hours later, Hudson Taylor began to feel weak and began to feel lightheaded and began to feel sickly and went to the doctor and says, I just don't feel so well myself. And Dr. Hardy says, well, who were you seeing or who were you ministering to and who were you serving? And he spoke about the man that had the fever. And Dr. Hardy says, oh, Hudson, you're in great trouble, because that man had a very severe and serious illness. And if you touched him and you contracted some of the germs that he had, you're going to be very, very sick. And Hudson Taylor, you're going to die. And that's what just exactly what Mr. Hardy told Hudson Taylor standing that day in the medical practice in the city of Hull. If you touched that man, and you didn't take specific measures to wash yourself completely and to cleanse yourself after, and you're feeling sick, you have contracted the fever that he has, he's probably going to die, and you're probably going to die as well. Now, if the doctor told you this morning that before this day or before this week is over, that you will probably have died and you'll be out there in eternity, I don't know how you would react to that. I would probably be scared. I would probably be frightened if I was told I am going to die and I would be sick for a few days and then I would leave this world and that would be it all over. You know what Hudson Taylor said? He says, well, I don't think it's possible for me to die just yet, because God has told me and God has called me to go to China. And I can't go to China as a dead man. I can only serve God if I'm alive, and I haven't been to China yet, so I don't think it's God's will for me to die just yet. And they also said, but if God wants me to die, and if my life on this earth is over, well, I can rejoice and I can be glad, because sure, I know that my soul is saved and that I'm going to heaven to meet my Savior. What a wonderful hope and assurance Hudson Taylor had. And boys and girls, I hope and pray that you have got that hope and that assurance as well, that if you were to die, that you would stand before the Lord Jesus Christ and be able to worship him as Saviour and as Lord and as Master for all of eternity. So Hudson Taylor went home that day. He was very, very sick. He went to bed and he spent the next 7 or 8 weeks, the next couple of months, in bed, and yet the Lord was pleased to raise him up to a full measure of health and strength. And so once again, he had trusted God for everything, he had withheld from God nothing, and he had proved that God is good. And shortly after he recovered from his sickness, news began to filter through that the land of China was open for missionaries. And Hudson was so excited about that, that was good news. So as soon as he heard that news, he left what he was doing and he went away down to the office of the Missionary Society that he was hoping to go to China with. And he swung wide the door open and he spoke to the man there in the office and said, I have been told that China is open and it's now time for me to go to China and to serve God as a missionary. And you know what the man said? He says, Hudson, you'll not believe it. But just before you opened the door to come into my office, I had finished writing a letter to recommend that you should go to China, and now is the time for you to go. So God had put his thoughts in Hudson Taylor's heart, and God had also prompted this man to think exactly the same way. So whenever that moment in time came, everything was just joining and gelling together, and Hudson Taylor was proving the Lord again. And so he said a very emotional farewell to all of his friends and to all of his family on September the 19th, 1853. And he set foot into a big ship that was called the Dumfries, named after a town in Scotland. And he waved goodbye to his parents and to his friends and to his family. And as his parents waved goodbye to Hudson Taylor, they thought about the little boy that once sat at their kitchen table and ate his lunch and his breakfast and his dinner, and how all those years ago he had said, Mum, Dad, I'm going to China to tell the people out there about Jesus Christ. And their prayers were answered. But he had to sail thousands of miles. It was going to take literally weeks on board the ship to travel to China. Sometimes storms would have broken out, and there was one time there was a huge, huge storm that broke out, and the ship was tossed to and fro, and the sails were torn, and it was almost thrust upon rocks, and the ship almost was sunk in that storm. But Hudson prayed, and the Lord preserved them. And then on another occasion, the sea was unusually calm. There was no wind whatsoever, and all of the sails were down, and the ship wasn't making any progress. In fact, it was being carried by a current towards a large sandbank, and just beyond that, there were some treacherous rocks. And the shipmaster and the captain, they did everything that they could, and they alerted the crew, and they did everything that they could just to try and get this ship to turn its course, but they couldn't do anything. And they feared for their lives. And so the captain of the ship came, and he stood beside Hudson Taylor, and he says, you know, we've done everything that we can do. And unless something happens, this ship is going to sink. We're going to get stuck in that sandbar. The ship will likely topple over, land upon the rocks, and we'll all either have to turn and go home. Some of us might be drowned. And he was really afraid, but he says, we have done everything that we can do. Hudson Taylor says, there's still one thing that we haven't done. And we'll find out next Sunday what that is. And I'll hopefully have a few questions for you next Sunday and a few prizes for you as well. But go back now to your parents and back to your seats, and thank you so much for joining with us, and thank you so much for listening.